reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about the child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. The name Jesus. The name of someone in the scriptures and ancient times was very precious and important, and of course it still is. But in the past, it indicated a person, but more than that, it described the person's essential qualities. Thus, to know another's name, or even more, to name another, was to have a great power or authority over that person. In Scripture, some people even have their names changed to reveal that they have a new calling in life. For example, Abram became Abraham. Jacob is often called Israel. Jesus changed Simon's name to Peter, and Saul became Paul. The Gospel today recounts that Jesus is officially given his name. The angel had revealed it to Joseph, besides Mary, and he said his name will be called Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. So we see here that Jesus is not only a political leader, is not a political leader. He's a military leader. Jesus in Hebrew, which would be Yehoshua, is the same name as Joshua, and it means Yahweh saves. God saves. God saves us from our sins. This is the kind of Messiah that Jesus had come to be. Sadly, people so often misuse the name of Jesus, making it a form of slang or swearing. As Christians, we need to try to spread reverence for the name of the Lord. For when we utter his name, Jesus becomes present to us in a very powerful way if we are attentive to him. And just naturally, when we say a person's name or think of a person that we love, they come to us, at least in our hearts or our minds, they become present to us. So there's something powerful, a powerful link between a name and the presence of that other one. If you're familiar with the Harry Potter stories, the evil villain, Voldemort, was never named by other people because they were so afraid of him that they didn't even want to say his name in case he would be present, have power over them. Instead, he was called he who should not be mentioned or be named. In the monastery, we used to have an ongoing joke. This was back in the 90s, 80s, about Saint Therese. Many of the sisters are devoted to her, and it got to be, was she a Dominican or a Carmelite? Are we Dominicans or Carmelites? So one of the sisters would say, "She whose name will not be mentioned." And when anyone said that, we knew, of course, they were talking about Saint Therese. And that was more in a joking way. But it illustrates, just like with in the negative way, Voldemort, that there's a presence with the name of a person. And we should always have the name of Jesus in our hearts and on our lips as Christians. And Saint, he's no saint, the second century theologian Origen has a good description of the Christian's understanding of the power of the name of Jesus. Let me read that for you. He says, quote, "Christians are seen to draw their courage not from incantations, but from the name of Jesus and from the commemoration of what he has done. For by his name, it has happened very often that demons are put to flight from people, especially whenever they who invoke them pronounce them with the right disposition and with all trust. So great, indeed, is the power of the name of Jesus that sometimes it is efficacious even when spoken by the wicked. The name of Jesus heals the afflicted in mind. It puts to flight the spirits of darkness. And to the sick, it is an ever-present remedy." End of that quotation. Even in the Eastern Church, they have a prayer called the Jesus Prayer. It's a very popular form of prayer. It's just one simple line taken from the Gospels. "Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner." Traditionally, the prayer is repeated hundreds and even thousands of times a day until it becomes one with our breathing and our heartbeat. But one need not say the entire sentence. The name of Jesus is sufficient. And we can say this prayer. We can make it our prayer. Jesus, help me. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, be with me. By saying his name over slowly, even perhaps breathing it in and out, we become aware of his presence with us, of his loving and merciful presence. Jesus, 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 bring us your peace.